From Economics Matters by Lawrence Kotlikoff. Unconditional U.S. surrender. I'll immediately make it a free lifetime subscription. Paid subscriptions come with an hour's financial discussion. Email me at email redacted to set a time. Teaching financial literacy / economics at any level. Email me for free MaxiFi licenses for your students and a free PRO license for yourself. Email redacted speaking inquiries. Email redacted declares the war is over, including the war in Lebanon. Neither the U.S. nor Iran is a direct party to the war in Lebanon. The inclusion of Lebanon has only one meaning: if Israel acts to defend itself against Hezbollah, it will face pressure or worse from the U.S. to stop. The U.S. agrees not to interfere in Iran's internal affairs. Iran's internal affairs can be viewed as including those of Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis. They can also be viewed as enriching their uranium to whatever grade they like. Both parties agree to reach a final agreement when they agree to reach it. There is no firm deadline. This is a prescription for Iran to negotiate. The U.S. immediately ends the blockade and withdraws forces from surrounding areas within 30 days. Traffic of ships to be proportional to the per-war volume of Iranian traffic. This sounds like the U.S. exits the Middle East, lock, stock, and barrel with traffic through the strait tied to Iran's use of the strait. If that's not what's meant, why are we signing up to what's written? Iran will open the strait to the pre-war volume of traffic. This gives Iran the right to limit traffic beyond the pre-war volume. It's not a declaration that the strait was and will remain an international waterway over which no nation has control. The U.S. immediately establishes a $300 billion fund for Iran's restoration. A dollar's a dollar. Giving Iran a year of its GDP will certainly be used, directly or indirectly, for restoration, the restoration of its missile and drone production, as well as its nuclear weapons program. With $300 billion, Iran can, at the Ukrainian cost per drone, produce 20 million drones. And why are we rewarding Iran for engaging in terrorism across the Middle East? What isn't Iran paying to restore U.S. munitions and rebuild everything it has directly or indirectly destroyed in Israel and the Gulf states? U.S. eliminates all sanctions on Iran. Iran will be economically humming and able, in no time, to rearm itself and its terror state clients. It will also be able to position thousands, indeed millions, of drones off the Strait of Hormuz, closing the passage just by threats to attack passing ships. Iran will never produce nuclear weapons. Iran has said this for almost a half century as it proceeded year after year to do everything possible to produce nuclear weapons. Their word is even worse than Trump's. Pending a final agreement, Iran can maintain its nuclear program and the U.S. cannot expand its forces in the area. Iran gets a veto over the use of our military. The U.S. Treasury will facilitate Iran's immediate sale of petrochemicals. More money in the wrong hands to rearm and threaten our country, let alone Israel and our Gulf state allies. The U.S. returns frozen assets in light of progress in negotiations. That progress will likely be marked by laying the foundation for Trump International Tehran, an implementation mechanism to oversee implementation of final agreement. No mention of what type of mechanism or what is to be implemented. No other issues can be raised in reaching final agreement except those in the MOU. The final agreement will strictly abide by the 14-point U.S. surrender document. The final agreement will be approved by the UN Security Council. This gives our close allies, Russia and China, veto power over the final agreement. Of possible interest,